And then you can define a primitive unit cell. A primitive unit cell is the smallest structure that you can use to repeat and get the whole crystal. So if you look at this structure here on the left, if I took that and I repeated that everywhere throughout the crystal, then I would be able to generate the whole crystal that way. But it turns out that the primitive unit cell is not unique. So for this Bravais lattice, this two-dimensional Bravais lattice, I can choose this one, or I could copy this one everywhere, or I could copy that one, this long one, and it would also cover the whole space, and it would be one per Bravais lattice. So there are more choices for the conventional unit cell, and you have to be a little bit careful about which choice someone has made. But when you look at these two-dimensional cases, you see that all three of these gray areas have the same area. The length at the bottom is the same in all three cases, and the height is the same. And for a shape like this, the area is the height times the length of the bottom. So they all have the same area, and every primitive unit cell that you can define will have the same area. In three dimensions, that area is A1 dot, cross the product first. A2 cross A3, and then dot A1. This is the volume of the unit cell, and it's independent on your choice of unit cells. So it doesn't matter which way you choose A1, A2, and A3. As long as it's really the primitive unit cell, you get the volume is always the same. You calculate it this way.